tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Luke, for joining us again on 3AW Southern Cross Radio. Another great performance. The tactics, only a small target to chase tonight. What was the instructions, how to go about getting them?
I think we just want to be sensible. Obviously, we know the ground. You can get a lot of twos and everything. The only way we're probably going to mess it up was losing too many wickets up front. And obviously, running KP wasn't in the plan. But we just knew we could stay calm. The rate was always going to stay around six, as long as I said, we didn't do anything too drastic. But, you know, for myself, it was really about just staying in. And when you got someone like Maxwell the other end, you know he's going to hit boundaries. So it was really just take those ones and twos and let him do his stuff.
Darren Berry said he drove into the ground behind you tonight and KP was driving you in the passenger seat.
Same home.
Going to be getting a ride home again?
Yeah, I'll say it's his fault, but yeah, he's driven me. I'm not sure I will get a lift anymore, but yeah, a bit of a nightmare call for me. I thought it was a bit further away than it was, but unfortunately that's cricket. And you know, the main thing is we got the win tonight. That's we needed it. We're up against a good side. Big game, obviously, and the table's so tight. Everyone's playing good cricket, so it was an important win.
Luke, it is Darren Berry upstairs. Well done again. You're having a great series. I know Greg Shepherd's a massive fan of yours. Just tell us about the wicket, mate, because we thought that would be a high-scoring game. Restricted them to 125, and then, well, you guys have got it in the 15th, but was the wicket fine?
It was probably a little bit stoppy. Yep. It wasn't that bad a wicket. I think we actually got a bit lucky early on. We didn't particularly start that well. And, you know, with Maxi, he said he was a bit sloppy with the ball himself. But we got probably a bit of luck early on, got those wickets. And obviously, it's always hard from there. But it probably was, you know, 145, 155 would have been a very good score. But I thought our bowler, I mean, you know, that was an exhibition in death ball and against someone of Sammy's quality to, you know, to see two Australian international players now put on a show like that. I thought it was outstanding, and you know, from Hastings and Bolland, it was brilliant.
I agree wholeheartedly. I said it was the best 2020 bowling display I'd seen. Comprehensive. Started with four overs of spin as well, Luke. That was tactics against this Hobart side that perhaps haven't got it done against spin. So tactics before the game, spin early.
Yeah, I think credit has to go obviously to Hurst, Mickey Lewis, and obviously Flem. They read the wicket well. And we, you know, obviously bowling first, we with the sun out, we probably stuck a little bit more than at night. But yeah, it was outstanding. And then, you know, it was always going to be that back end. We probably didn't want the wicket for Sammy to come out at the end. But as I said, it was as good as I've seen, and just consistent, and it's world class. You don't get better than that.
And Luke, with all your success right across the globe, can you just take us briefly back, as you might have a tiny reminiscence about what it was like to get 100 in front of that crowd on Saturday night?
Yeah. Well, I actually went into the game struggling for a bit of form. You know, I've normally been into a New Zealand competition after the, obviously playing in England and having a break. So I've been feeling a bit rusty, but Flem has been great. You know, he sat me down and just spoke about, I was probably trying to look to hit the ball too hard, and spoke about trying to hit the ball one bounce fours and use the outfield here. It's so big, and get those twos. And to, you know, to finish the game off, get the win and 100 in that with that crowd was just something special. It's something, you know, I'm sure I'll tell the grandkids about when I'm older. It's probably one of the best days in cricket in my life, and I hope there's a few more.
Well, thank you to you, not only for Saturday night, but also for tonight. Well done. Keep up the great form. Massive derby this Saturday night against the Renegades.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.